More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Post FM.
Morning, it's Nikki and DeMello. Wimbledon cancelled.
Yes.
Which, you know, again, probably not surprising in the scheme of things, but, you know, after due consideration for the first time in 85 years.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you know, probably, as we say, not surprising, but there you go. There's another big sporting casualty.
Yes.
In amongst this strange world. Can I share?
Come
up with other things to do. Don't worry about it. It'll be totally
fine. Play tennis
fine.
In the backyard. She'll be right.
Play badminton in the backyard because the ball won't go over the fence as likely. An Australian astrophysicist named Dr. Daniel Reardon from Melbourne, right? Got himself in hospital last week after he got four magnets stuck up his nose.
What an idiot. He was on the project the other night, actually.
He was trying to invent a device to stop people touching their faces, though. But yeah. He says, I had some electronic equipment, but no experience in building circuits.
He's a very funny guy as well.
Really?
Yeah, his interview is very funny.
Well, because the theory was he had this thing that buzzed when you got a magnet near it, right? And so he thought, I'll make a necklace. And then so when your hand goes near your face, apparently that didn't work. It just buzzed continuously until your hand went near your face. So
you got it backwards totally.
Yeah. So then he went, I'll try clipping to my earlobes. And then like a sleeper, earring style sleeper, then he was like, let's put magnets inside and outside of the nose, which was all well and good until he took the outside magnets off and then they stuck on the inside.
Oh, God. They said they got pliers and bits and pieces stuck up there trying to get them out because it was just all magnetised. Oh, dear. Very funny. Yes,
I guess proof that it's not just kids that stick inappropriate things up their noses.
Astrophysicists do it too.
So you don't feel so bad about those crayons, I guess.
Funny.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
So, look, amongst everything, Peel Zoo closed its doors to visitors a couple of days back.
No.
In a bid to stop the spread, obviously, of issues. But they're calling on the public to adopt an animal to help keep them fed. For $40, you can adopt any animal at the Perth Zoo. You don't get to take it home.
Right, Perth Zoo, Peel Zoo?
Peel Zoo, sorry. Yep. No.
Take it home.
You definitely don't get to take them home. But that includes a personalised adoption certificate and you can, get updates and they'll make little videos and stuff if you're lucky. So
cute.
Check their Facebook page if you want to adopt an animal at Peel Zoo. Aww. Or maybe one of the keepers. It's World Autism Day today. Now, obviously, there aren't any events going ahead relating to it, but there is an Autism of WA YouTube channel that may help, may sort of point you in some interesting directions.
Cool.
And Autism Australia would love you to share your experiences. You can do that through their website, autism.org.au.
Awesome.
And this is very American, I realise, but today is Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Yeah.
Apparently the combo was made popular during World War II. Bread, jam and peanut butter were in the American Army rations and that was kind of what made it particularly popular.
We're basically more times again, so bring it back.
Exactly right. How nice if they brought out little ration packs like that.
How nice. Yeah,
well, it'd be
gorgeous,
cool to get something.
Gorgeous little ration packs.
A little bit of spam. Everyone needs more spam. So if you've never pushed the boat out, is my point, and tried it, why not make yourself a sandwich today?
Nikki and DeMello's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That. Riddle me this.
Okay, so up for grabs our Bricky Radio Pack with the digital radio, the matching kettle and the toaster. And to get in the running for it, this is the riddle.
Okay, you come to a fork in the road. One path leads to your destination, the other to a cliff 200 kilometres away. There are two people standing next to a sign, one who tells the truth and the other who tells lies. What could you do to make sure you went to your destination?
Cindy in Pinjarra. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not bad. Good. How's your day going so far?
Oh, not too bad. Hopefully a bit better soon.
All right. How do you get to your destination?
I'd ask both the people, which way would you go?
Okay.
Because one lies and one tells the truth.
Yeah.
I can see where you're going there, but I believe
that's not the right answer.
There's a more obvious answer in there somewhere, so thanks for having a go. Sorry, well, Sydney.
Thank you.
Bye. Harry is in North Dandalup. What suburb are you calling from? Is that Harry?
Harry, you're in North Yundurup, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah. Yundurup, righto.
There we go.
We've got everyone on board here today.
I
got a conference call happening. This is how we do it in the social distancing age. All right. So, Harry, what do you reckon the answer is, mate?
Follow the path that the sign says that you don't go. Let me start. Don't follow the sign that says that you go to a cliff on the cliff to 200 kilometres away, yep. But follow the other path.
That's right.
Okay, so basically you're saying read the sign.
Is what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. Well done. That is the answer. You know, a bit of confusing talk in there about people who lie and tell the truth, but really there's a sign that tells you where to go. Just look at the sign. Ignore the people.
Follow the arrows.
Yep.
Nikki, are you one of the 9 in 10 people that report phantom phone syndrome?
No.
Well, hang on. You don't know what it is yet.
No, I don't.
I'm not suggesting that you've got a ghost phone or anything like that. This is,
what does it mean?
Kind of. It's when you feel like your smartphone's vibrating in your pocket.
Oh, no, I do feel
when
that.
When it isn't.
Yeah, I do get that.
Yeah, right. 9 out of 10. There you go. Mm. As opposed to the syndrome where everyone in a 10K radius can either hear or feel your phone vibrating except you, which I think is called, you know when... Are you,
other people can feel your phone.
Yeah. Have you, is that your phone vibrating? Can you? Is that your phone?
Like, you can hear it.
No, I'm saying you can hear it. You can hear it going brr, brr, brr.
Yeah,
then it's on you. It's in your pocket. It's strapped to your head and you can't hear it.
Yeah.
Which I think is, I'm not sure. Deafness or something? Is it something like that?
Probably.
Yeah.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With our isolation informer, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Kings of Leon have released a new single. That's right. It's the first new music from them since 2016. So it's been a while now.
Fair enough.
This one is called Going Nowhere.
And I'll be holding on, hoping the sun comes shining through. I'm going nowhere. I'm going nowhere. You on my mind.
Yeah, very appropriate words.
Yep. Now, Samuel L. Jackson has appeared on the latest at-home edition of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon to deliver a rather beautiful poem.
The Rona is spreading. This is no joke. It's no time to work or roam. The way you can fight it is simple, my friends. Just stay the at home. If you want things to get back to normal, don't panic. Just use your dome. Wash your hands, stop touching your face, and stay the at home.
Beautiful, beautiful words there from Samuel Jackson.
Eloquent as always.
Lindsay Lohan has released some cryptic Instagram and Twitter posts promoting new music. I mean, thank goodness, it's exactly what we needed right now.
It is.
The posts simply say, I'm back. Both including this short video clip promoting a yet-to-be-revealed new single.
I heard Lindsay Lohan is signed up.
Lindsay Lohan? Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan's first.
Saying Lindsay needs.
Or is Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan.
I heard Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
I'm back.
There you go. She's back.
Okay. Doing what, though? We're not sure.
No.
It was definitely a new song. Or?
New single of some description.
Or she?
She had a new song out a couple of months ago. Is this just like it didn't work out? So now I'm back. Like, forget about that. It was crap. Now I'm back.
I can't answer that, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.